Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So he put his hand on Trey Songz's back to get his attention.
All bets are off once you put your hands on somebody. That's where he went wrong. What's up? What's good? Welcome back to yet another episode of DX Daily. Best podcast in the planet.
Hands down.
Period. Point blank.
Period.
This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and it's where we keep you updated on everything, and I mean everything, that's happening in hip hop culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
It's Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Okay, starting off a little spicy. Trey Songz has another lawsuit on his hands right now.
Mm-hmm.
Meg Thee Stallion has a brand new series coming pretty soon. Travis Scott sold out those Astroworld tickets in like 5.2 seconds.
Right.
Bobby Shmurda has a new tattoo that I love. Timbaland is implying that he's going to be on this new J. Cole album. There's a lot going on out here, clearly. Mm-hmm. So let's get down to it. Okay, starting with Trey. Trigger, what's going on?
Trey Songz stay in some drama, stay in some trouble. I don't know when he became such a bad boy. Like, what happened? R&B singer turned crazy at this point. So, Asia, I thought this was a new case that he was out here wilding like a couple days ago, but apparently this happened back in May 2019, but he's just now catching a lawsuit over it.
What? That's old, man. That's an old beatdown, right? Because who did he beat up?
Apparently, he threw a fist at a bartender. He was at a bar called the Hollywood Palladium, like they said, on May 9th, 2019. And a bartender is saying that Trey Songz hit him. He said that Trey Songz jumped on the bar to sit and watch the show. And the bartender insists it was against the venue's policy. So then the bartender claims that Trey Songz ignored his warning that he wasn't allowed on the bar. So he put his hand on Trey Songz's back to get his attention.
All bets are off once you put your hands on somebody. That's where he went wrong. I don't tell him that.
You don't think it was like a little tap? Maybe you think it was aggressive.
I don't care if it was a light tap, a caress, a poke, a pinch. Whatever you're doing, don't put your hands on anybody.
You don't touch Trey Songz. That's one thing you don't do.
Mm.
Don't touch Trey Songz. And then the bartender is saying that Trey Songz allegedly turned around and struck him in the head with a closed fist. Looked at the other bartenders blankly, like, what you gonna do? Then continued watching the show, according to the documents.
Hey, if I was Trey, I'd be like, self-defense. He put his hands on me.
Yep. Didn't see it coming, and then it just happened. According to more news reports, apparently it was a Cardi B concert that was put on by Fashion Nova, and that's why Trey Songz was there back in 2019. And the bartender is claiming that he suffered physical pain and emotional and psychological injury as a result of the alleged attack.
Not psychological injuries from getting punched in the face. Come on now.
And he's suing for damages. And
you got to milk it, though. I get it from the bartender's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, oh, my neck was fractured.
Yeah.
Everything. I had nightmares. I couldn't sleep. I got PTSD now. Everything. Right. I need $1 million in damages.
You got to do what you got to do to get a check. And, you know, Trey Songz got some money. So I understand the bartender's thing. But then again, it's like, okay.
You touched him first, though. Like, that's where you are. That's where he's going to have trouble. Because if you admit to putting your hand on him, what's your defense now?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Initiated the confrontation.
Right. If you wouldn't put your hands on him, you wouldn't have been punched right into the face. So.
And we'll see it out. We'll see how it plays out, though.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of seeing things play out, the hot girl, she's coming to a screen near you.
Yes, a smaller screen right now, but Megan Thee Stallion has got a new show for Snapchat series.
Ooh.
You know the little Discover page where all the episodes and different shows are? She's going to begin one of her own. It's called...
I'm not going to lie. I don't know that Discover page.
You don't know
when
Discover
Rihanna
page?
Said we leaving Snapchat, we left Snapchat. Okay, I ain't been back since.
I mean, you should come back because there's some interesting stuff on there. I'm not going to hold you. I understand the whole what Snapchat did back in the day, but some of the new shows do be interesting. I don't even
remember what they did, for real, for real. I just remember logging off one day and never logging back in.
Damn.
And, yeah, this was, like, around the time DJ Khaled was big on Snapchat. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh,
after
wow.
he did the deal with them and everything like that, like, I just remember never going back. But I may have to pop back up on there, especially for this Meg Thee Stallion thing that's coming. What's that all about?
Yep, it's called Off the Leash with Megan Thee Stallion. And according to Snap, which is the company that puts out these type of Snapchat series, a bunch of other new original series are being added. Other shows will join the company's 128 Snap original series from 68 partners that have hit the app to date. And they said that more than 400 million people watched the shows on Snapchat last year, except for Asia Sky. It also includes over 90% of the Generation Z population in the U.S. be watching the Snapchat show. So it's a good look for getting all these eyes on Megan Thee Stallion. But like you said earlier, you know, I thought she was taking a break from music, apparently. But I guess with the Megan Thee Stallion reality TV-esque type of side, we're going to see that part.
A day in the life of Megan.
Yeah.
That'll be cool, though. It'll really be interesting to see, like, if I don't know if this is what she's planning on showing up there, but, like, her day-to-day, like, her maybe hitting the studio or her... getting ready for a show or her chilling with her family or whoever it may be. Like, I think it'll be cool to see that side of Meg. Like, we see the turn up lit side. What's the other side? What else does she have going on outside of that? So that'll be cool.
Right. I think the cover that they're using has like her and her dog. Oh. And I'm thinking like Off the Leash. Is it about her and her dog, but still like about her life? But
that could be cool.
Like dog videos from Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know. But that's what the vibe is. It's her and her dog definitely on the cover. So he's got to be involved.
Other people that are doing big things right now, Travis Scott. I think Travis Scott makes like $1 million every day. I'm convinced. At least, like, that's the lowest. That's the bottom threshold.
Yeah.
Because anything this man puts his hands on, his name on, his brand on, sells out like instantly.
Yeah, I don't know. I get Travis Scott such a big star, but why him? Like, everything he does. Outfits, McDonald's meals.
It's the Taurus magic,
yeah,
baby. Taurus season. He has no choice but to thrive.
Exactly.
Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, Astroworld Festival tickets went on sale and sold out almost instantly.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't stand a chance.
Not at all. You couldn't get, I don't know who got one because they sold out so fast.
It wasn't even an hour, a day, a nothing. Like, if you didn't get your tickets right then and there, right as they dropped, you're just missing out.
I know some people are going to resell them tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be a whole other thing, probably more expensive, way more expensive than what they were going for originally. So
exactly.
Ugh.
Astroworld is going to be a different experience this year because they made it into 2 days instead of 1 day. So that's a big thing, too. I'm expecting twice as big as the first one if you're doing 2 days now. So shout out to everybody that got a ticket for that.
Yeah, everybody bought a ticket and don't know who on the lineup. So that's interesting, too. But of course, you know, you're going to come with some heat.
J. Cole did it first. So I just want to say that. Just want to put that out there. Dreamville Fest sold out without a lineup being announced. I saw things floating around saying that Travis Scott was the first person to do that. And yeah, I just want to put it out there that Dreamville Fest, that definitely happened in 2018. Yeah. Was that 2018 or 2019?
2018.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So congrats to Travis, though. You know, not to take nothing away from his accomplishment.
But let's recognize who did it first. That's all we're saying. All we're saying.
Hey, man. The real is back. The bill is back.
Period.
Oh, since we brought up J. Cole,
Timbaland
put out a slightly ambiguous, but not that ambiguous tweet. He basically was implying that he worked on J. Cole's new album, The Offseason.
What'd he say?
He said, "I told y'all the king has returned," with the crown emoji. Then he said, "At J. Cole NC at Beat Club, watch me work." Then he posted a picture of the cover of The Offseason.
I mean, that alludes pretty big that he was to have a part in it.
Yeah,
I would think so.
I mean, watch me work. He didn't say watch him work. He said watch me work. So
right.
I'm feeling like that means he has some sort of hand in this album.
Got to. Because why else would you... What are we watching you work on? It's got to be on the J. Cole project.
Exactly. So I can't wait to hear whatever song they cooked up together. Or maybe it's multiple songs.
Hopefully.
Yeah, anything is possible. But if Timbaland really did produce on this album, this just goes back to my point, which I made last episode, where I said he's probably going to get some outside production and do some collaborating on this album.
Oh, yeah, that is true. That's just one of your predictions. Definitely could be there because, yeah. Hello.
A Timbaland Cole song, that probably sounds good. Now, let's talk about Bobby Shmurda. He's been living his best life ever since he's gotten out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing performances, going to different venues, getting that show money. He's been out and about making sure he don't violate his parole, turning down drinks and everything else.
Yeah.
He's also been on private jets, hanging out with different rappers, all types of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
His latest endeavor was a new tattoo.
That's what you gotta get when you got out of jail. New tattoo. Come on now.
This new ink was definitely surprising to me. I'm sure it was surprising to a lot of other people as well. But Bobby basically shared a video of him in the tattoo parlor getting this new tat. And he tagged his tattoo artist, Daz Leilon. And then Daz posted a picture of the actual tattoo. And he said, first session of a long project. Welcome home, bro. He got some fire on the way. And guess who the tattoo was a picture of?
Gotta be somebody big, somebody inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bobby Shmurda is from New York, so I figured he would get somebody, you know, maybe like a Jim Jones, Little Kim, Big Pun. Like,
good guesses. Not quite in that arena, though.
Okay.
More of like a freedom fighter.
So Joel Santana, got it. That's what we got. Cool.
Close, but nah, not really.
Okay.
So the new tat is of Harriet Tubman.
Miss Harry. Miss Tub.
Underground Railroad Queen herself.
Period.
Harriet Tubman. He's got like a big portrait of her face on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's surprising. Like, I wouldn't have thought that would have been Bobby Shmurda's go-to.
Yeah, not a lot of people think they get Harriet Tubman tattooed. She's amazing. She did a lot, but no one really gets things to get that.
I guess since they didn't put her on the $20 bill like they said they were going to,
mm-hmm.
Bobby figured he would give her a proper tribute and put her on his arm. So I like that.
I love that.
Yes. Now, the tattoo artist did say that it's the first in a long line of work that they're going to be doing. So maybe he's going to be getting other people that inspire him or other heroes tatted on him as well. But the Harriet tattoo definitely looks good. I wonder who he's going to get next.
Yeah, like
you think any of those people that you name, maybe Cameron is coming next, Jewels?
I would hope so. That'd be a dope sleeve, in my opinion. Harriet Tubman right next to Joel Santana.
I can see it.
I love it.
All right, so we're going to end it right there on the Underground Railroad.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to us on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast, in podcast land right now. Tell 3 friends to subscribe, too, while you're at it, you know? Mm-hmm. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Twitter at Hip Hop DX, because something special is coming, Asia.
Ooh. Well, what is it? Do tell.
Coming up soon is going to be our 100th 100 episode of DX Daily Podcast.
100 already? So fast. Oh my goodness.
So crazy. We've been doing this for almost 100 episodes.
Flies. Time flies. But the 100th episode is coming. It's going to be fire. It's going to be a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're going to do it big. We're going to do something special.
Yeah, so definitely, like we said, follow us on our Instagram so you can catch up what we're going to be doing for the 100th episode.
Yes. I'm at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything, too.
Yeah, tap in with us, and we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.